We lost a legend yesterday. He was a winner, a motivator, a champion. Lou Holtz, one of the greatest coaches in the history of college football, passed away yesterday at the age of 89. I remember as a little kid, a little Michigan fan, young Michigan fan, Michigan in the 80s against Lou Holtz in the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Bo versus Lou Holtz. Michigan and Notre Dame, Rocket Ismael and those Notre Dame teams play like a champion today. A lot of people were fans of Lou Holtz, including Jack Crisula, the host of WJR's Anything is Possible. Jack, thanks so much for the time, my friend. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. Think back to that Rocket game, early in the game, you know, kickoff, he runs it back, and then Bo kickoffed again to him. A second time, remember?
I do. It's one of the it's one of my earliest memories of really being a sports fan. Was those Michigan games and starting every year against Notre Dame and how much we hated Notre Dame as Michigan fans and everything like that. But what made Lou Holtz special, Jack? What made him into one of the greatest college football coaches of all time and beyond. And his faith as well was a big part of that.
He loved Notre Dame. He always said, I don't coach football. I coach life. You know, he was 140 pounds. He talked with a lisp, never really played football, but everybody feared him. Everybody loved him. You know, like so many of these coaches in college, the kids are like nephews to them. And they, you know, he would follow these kids 30, 40, 50 years later.
You know, you really get a sense, Jack, too, of just watching some of the videos and some of the tributes over the years and certainly recently that have resurfaced, the way his players talk about him as a man. You know, so many people have opinions on public figures that they've never met before. Maybe they hear a soundbite and they have an opinion of them. But it is truly how the people view you that are around you, the people that know you. And nobody knows Lou Holtz better than perhaps the players that have played for him and that have stayed in touch with him and that have loved him for 30, 40, 50 years. What do you think that says about Holtz, that he has kept such a relationship with so many players over the decades?
I got him to write me his philosophy of life a number of years ago.
Can you share that?
Sure. He says, my philosophy consists of three rules. Do right, do your best, show people you care. Because everyone you meet asks three questions. Can I trust you? Are you committed to excellence? Do you care about me and the organization? By following these three rules, they will always be able to trust you, know you're committed to excellence, know that you care about them and the organization. A simple philosophy of life, Jack, but an effective one. I got to tell you a story. He's 27 years old. He's never coached football, even like Pee-wee. 145 pounds, he talks with a lisp, and he loses his job, whatever the job was. His wife, Beth, is pregnant with the third kid. And he's moping around the house, and she says, Lou, I've signed you up for a motivational weekend, okay, this coming weekend. And he says, Beth, honey, that's for losers. I don't need that kind of stuff. You know, that's for losers. And she said, well, if you don't go, I'm packing up, taking the kids, I'm leaving you. Well, Beth, honey, since you put it that way, I think this would be something good for me to go to. So he goes. He comes home Sunday night. Beth, I want to apologize. I haven't made you proud. I haven't been a great husband and father. I'm a new man. I'm going to conquer the world. Ryan, he's never coached a football game. And he says, they had us write 100 goals. And I stayed up all weekend, and I wrote them all. Can I share them with you? It's a very famous list. I think he did 88 of them.
Wow.
And it was be on the Johnny Carson show. Have a private dinner with the Pope. have a dinner at the White House, climb the Himalayas. You know, 100 of these unbelievable things. And one was become the head coach of Notre Dame football team. Beth, honey, what do you think? She says, Lou, this is unbelievable, but you're missing one. No, no, Beth, I stayed up. I got them all. I got them all. What am I missing? Lou, honey, get a job.
That's incredible. What an incredible man. You know, it's funny. You write 100 goals. I would challenge everybody listening right now at some point over the next 24 hours to try to write 10 goals out for yourself and see if you can get 10 on a sheet of paper and what that would do for somebody's motivation moving forward. Jack, incredible stuff. I'm so glad we had an opportunity to talk.
Can I give you one more story?
Please, please.
He coached college football for 34 years. He's the only coach to lead 6 different college programs to bowl games. Back then, Ryan, when you didn't have 55 bowl games, his first head coaching job was William & Mary. They go 0-10. They lose the last game 45-0. He comes in the locker room. The reporters are there. Young Ryan Armani's, et cetera. Coach, can you tell us in 3-4 paragraphs what was wrong with your squad this year? And he said, I can tell you in one sentence. We had too many Marys and not enough Williams. You know, he was unbelievable, right? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You know, nowadays, Jack, you go 0-10, you're in the Cheetos Frito-Lay's chip bowl or something like that. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it, my friend. A lot of people affected by the loss of Lou Holtz, one of the great coaches in the history of college football and a great man. 760 WJR.